Just finished up a tour today in Beckham County and Roger Mills County looking at some restoration projects in the area. Today we're talking with Trey Lamb. He is the executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. So, Mr. Lamb, new life is being given to the first flood control dam we looked at. Some awesome restoration is going on in this area. Can you tell us about some of the biggest highlights of these rehabilitations and why they're so crucial?
Right. We just finished construction on Elk Creek 23D, which is one of about 35 dams, specifically four that sit just above the town of Elk City and protect Elk City. If those dams weren't there or if they happened to fail, there would be up to 9 feet of water in many businesses and homes in Elk City, kind of flowing down through a mobile home park to the McDonald's, and also it would affect the interstate, could possibly lose traffic on the interstate and Route 66. So that dam was a $4.3 million project. We went in and raised the height of the dam so that it will protect people better. And it's a federal, state, and local partnership between the USDA, Natural Resource Conservation Service, our agency, the Conservation Commission, and the local conservation district, which is the North Fork of the Red River Conservation District.
And you talked about today how Oklahoma is a big leader in a lot of these conservation efforts. Can you talk a little bit about the watershed dam program and the tracks that Oklahoma is making towards conservation?
Sure. So Oklahoma has 2,107 flood control dams, and these not only protect homes and towns, but they also farms and farmland, county roads and bridges. So we have more flood control dams than any other state. We lead the nation in our rehabilitation of those dams. We've used the federal program to bring more of those dams up to dam safety standards. We currently have a pilot project where we're repairing corrugated metal pipes, which are rusting out and really threaten the integrity of the dams. So we have a lot of different projects going on, both local, state, through appropriations, and then through federal dollars. It's really how things should work. Where you have a local need, the local people let us know that they have flooding or that they have a flood dam that needs to be repaired. Then we go to the state and federal government to provide the expertise in engineering, the finances for construction, and we develop and put those projects on the ground. So have a new dam being built in Love County. We're moving from here in Beckham, far western Oklahoma in Beckham County, to eastern Oklahoma, Latimer County, to Wilburton, and we'll be rehabilitating their flood control, which is also their water supply for the city of Wilburton, then on to Perry in northern Oklahoma and Meeker just outside of Oklahoma City. So we have a lot of these dams all over the state. They do need some work, but we really have a great effort underway to restore them.
And what can Oklahomans do their part to support the conservation effort?
Well, on flood control, one of the keys is be aware of where those dams are, and also downstream. If you build a house below a dam, of course there is the potential for being a hazard, but what it does is raise the hazard level of that dam. So we just need to understand where we develop homes, housing additions, and also not to do anything if you have one of these dams on your property that will affect the integrity of it. But and also to remember back probably from the 30s to the 70s, there would be a major flood along these creeks where we have these dams multiple times a year. That means over half of the floodplain's underwater. And now we rarely see that. Yes, we do have flooding, but it's not nearly as intense as it was. So you kind of have to remember that if we don't have this infrastructure, we're going to go back to where we were. And at that time when we built these dams, they cost about $50,000. Now a new dam would cost $15 million to build. So we want to protect what we have with a small investment so we don't have to invest more down the road.
And we actually got to have Congressman Frank Lucas with us today, and everybody was successful in being able to surprise him. Can you tell us about that surprise and why he's been a critical part of the effort?
Right. You know, Congressman Lucas went to D.C. as representing western Oklahoma in the mid-90s, and agriculture and soil and water conservation were always a priority of his. And so in 2000, he supported funding for the first rehabilitation of a flood control structure. And the first one rehabilitated was just outside of Cheyenne on Sergeant Major 2. And so to commemorate that fact, we invited him today to surprise him. We renamed Sergeant Major 2, that first rehabilitation project, Sergeant Major Frank Lucas Dam. So as you travel down the highway there into Cheyenne, look off to the east and you'll see the sign and the dam honoring Congressman Lucas for his years of dedication to preserving the safety, but also the safety of our soil and water in Oklahoma.
And I know you have a lot of events coming up. Could you kind of just tell us a little bit about those?
We have several soil health events around the state or our conservation districts. If you'll check out our conservation website here at the Conservation Commission, you can see some of those. And we're having a four-state meeting coming up at the end of this month. And then in November, we have five regional meetings for our conservation districts all around the state. So we'll be traveling quite a bit in the month of November to meet with our conservation district directors and really learn what we can do to better serve them, because that's really the function of our state agency, is to provide support and funding and employees to our conservation districts.
Thank you so much, Trey.
Thank you.